Francis. Now, this is what Lee Adams had to say on Jason Horne, Francis Roach.
No, I'm really happy that he went back and responded really well. I'm really happy with how the boys went today. Back at home, that they had a good win today. Jace has had 30 possessions. Tara Thomas had a really good game back there. Really happy that they've responded well. But no rethink of it whatsoever. I thought it was the right decision.
They've dropped him. He's refused to do recovery and an ice bath right in front of them. He's also earlier on in the year come back to Adelaide without letting the club know.
Yep.
Lee Adams has come out and said, nope, we're dropping him. The Adelaide game was obviously a big one.
Why would you not do recovery? It's in your best interest to do recovery.
Why would you not do anything the coach asked you to do?
Well, it's a serious question.
Is it? Why wouldn't you? Right? But he's shown that he's not willing to abide
engage
by the rules.
Engage in the program. Yeah.
But Gary Lyon's come out since. He said that what they've done at North Melbourne, if you don't stick to those standards, the club's not worth a pinch of salt.
Disintegrates, yeah.
But it was that's a big game for him, back here in front of family and friends, whatnot, against the Crows. But the whispers getting around now that the Crows are looking to take Rankin and Horne Francis in the same side. Is Horne Francis what you want at the Crows? I know he's a number one draft pick. He's clearly talented. But is that what you need?
So you're arguing under due diligence, you would say...
No.
Carries a fair bit of baggage, don't get him involved in your program. Or do you go down the basis, no, get him involved in your program and it all changes. He's back at home, he's surrounded by people he knows, has more belief in what Adelaide's got to offer, that he falls into line. Most football clubs will say, I'll back in my program to get that player on the straight and narrow.
Well, I would argue then, why couldn't the Crows get Stengel in and Geelong could?
Oh, but Stengel was complicated by... No,
they couldn't control him in their program.
They probably made some mistakes in not being fully invested during that COVID period. I understand that, but...
Do the Crows need a boisterous, dare I say it, confident... another on baller that may be a lure into himself.
It's a huge talent.
I know he is, but I mean, there's also other talent out there.
I'm more than sure that if you asked Crows fans to text in or call in, 99.9% of them would say they'd take Jason Horne Francis regardless of what they know.
Well, this is the one thing that if we're talking about taking players, we spoke about this earlier.